yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, look at her. She's gorgeous. Oh, yes. Yeah. She's big but fast.
What are you watching?
The Boat Network.
There's a boat network?
Yeah, 322, right between the Allergy Channel and the Mexican Dessert Channel.
Why are you watching a show about boats?
Because all week long they're having this big win a boat contest. They're asking a bunch of boat trivia questions, and whoever texts in the most correct answers wins the boat.
Ah, so that's why you have your big book of boats out.
No, I was just pressing some flowers.
Oh, pretty. What?
Come here, check out this video these guys sent to iCarly.
Now, before beginning a surgical procedure, I first put on my blindfold.
Blindfold? But how will you see?
Who are these guys?
Fleck and Dave.
So why'd they send us that video?
Let's read the email.
In 1997, famous boat designer Joe Catania built what?
The world's largest dinghy!
Okay, they say, Dear Carly and Sam, and Freddy.
Oh, they mentioned you.
No, I added me.
Just read.
We love iCarly, so please, please, please play our surgery video on your show. And to show you how bad we want this, click here.
Click there.
Carly!
Sam!
If you don't play our video,
we're gonna eat bananas
till we explode! Play our video!
You think we should play their video?
I don't know, I kinda wanna see him explode.
In 5, 4, 3, 2.
Most of them suck cheese.
Sam! Anyway, a few days ago,
we got a video from two dudes named
Fleck and Dave.
And it was so good,
we invited them right here to meet you live on the Webernet.
So pull your hands apart
and take it down for
Fleck and Dave!
Plastic spoons?
They were out of forks. Walk away, Gibby.
All right, now this is Fleck.
Fleck.
And
Hebe Dave.
Hi, B.
Hebe.
And you guys make all kinds of wacky videos and put them up on Splashface, right?
Yeah, we do. And how long have you guys been doing this together? Well, we first met... Wait, when did we meet?
I think it was back in the 1962 Olympics.
Right, in Fresno.
Now, the video these guys sent us...
Pretty dang hilarious.
The opposite of low-larious.
Oh, I begged her not to say that.
I should have listened.
Playback.
Now that my blindfold is secure, it's time to anesthetiate the patient.
Anesthetiate?
Breathe in, Blake. There you go. Breathe in. No, I take my scalpel and make a small incision just above the patient's belly button.
I'm bleeding! Is that supposed to happen?
No, stop bleeding!
Ow!
You're making a mess!
Something happened!
For anesthesiation!
So what do you think?
Rock and smoothie.
Yeah, it's like sweet, but...
You're hot, right?
Yeah. What's in these smoothies?
Jalapeno juice. The spicy mixes with the sweet to give them a one-of-a-kind evil taste.
No chiz.
Chiz.
So, what did you guys think of being on iCarly tonight?
Awesome.
Insane. We've been dying to get one of our videos on your show.
Like, forever.
You know, our video was viewed by more people tonight on iCarly than our last video was viewed in a whole year.
You guys got vicious power.
Oh, we know. So, you guys working on anything new?
Yeah, our next video's gotta be, like, off the charts awesome.
How come?
My parents want me to quit making videos with Fleck.
Why?
'Cause his dad doesn't like me.
My dad hates you. But it's not just that. He thinks comedy videos are a waste of time.
So who cares what he thinks? Some people pay attention to their parents.
Losers.
You guys know about iShorts?
Sure. I love that site.
Well, they're doing this thing. Best comedy video submitted by the end of this month wins $5,000.
$5,000?
Grand means thousand.
I'm hip. Hip people don't say hip. Fine, I'm down, I'm cool, I'm jiggly. Whatever. Wow, that's a hot smoothie.
So what's your guys' next video gonna be?
Well, that depends.
On?
Us coming up with an idea.
So you got nothing?
Nada.
Zero.
Well, if you guys want us to help.
Oh, yes, please!
Oh, yeah, thank you. Yeah. I think they want our help. My tongue needs help.
These things are good, but way too much heat.
Seriously, I'm sweating. Feel my pit.
Feel my no.
Who likes turkey breast?
Dude, when you get at it, give me two.
You texted?
Yeah, I need your help to win the boat.
Contest is still going on?
All week. I've been watching the Boat Network 24/7 for the past 3 days, and so far I've texted in at least 14 right answers.
So you think you'll win?
Maybe, but I got a shower, and I'm worried they're gonna ask another question while I'm in there.
You haven't showered in 3 days?
No.
Ew.
I know. Yesterday I was just smelling kind of French, but now it's getting really bad. Whoa! Will you help me?
I am not giving you a sponge bath while you watch TV.
Not after last time.
No! See, I've angled these mirrors so I can take a shower and still see the TV. So if they ask a question, I can jump right on it.
You know you're a grown man.
I just need your help adjusting this last mirror once I get in the shower.
Go for it.
Stay right there! Okay, a little to the left.
Okay.
Little more. Stop! I can see the TV perfectly now. Okay, I'm gonna shower.
Is that a birthmark on your butt?
Don't look at it! Overreacting, young man. What were you thinking? Get out!
I'm gonna go. Your dad is loud.
You make him loud.
He overreacted.
You can't use another man's toothbrush.
Come in.
How's it going, fellas?
What's going on? So, do you guys like our purple outfits?
Totally.
All right, let's get the video shoot started.
Okay, I'll get my dad to bring his car in here.
I can just push it in.
But be careful.
Hey, maybe you want to help Fleck push the car in?
Why me?
Feel my muscle.
Yeah, I better do it.
So, this is our script?
Yeah, I just put down some basic ideas because I figured you guys want to improvise and stuff.
Yeah, and I, Carly, Sam, and I usually...
Ah! What did you do?
Yeah, what's up?
How did my dad's car get purple?
I've used about 12 cans of this stuff.
Dude, my dad's gonna murder me.
I brought salad.
You said he was cool with us using this car in our video.
Yeah, but he didn't say we could paint it purple.
Our characters come from a purple planet.
Who cares
if they... we're playing Perpepulons from the planet Purpolonia, then our vehicle's gotta be purple. Don't you guys agree that...
Okay, I know you're upset, but hedge clippers are never the answer.
Well...
Never the answer.
Hey, you guys ever watch the Mexican Dessert Channel?
Dude, when my dad sees this car, he's gonna explode.
Get that on film and you'll definitely win the eye shorts competition.
Your dad's never gonna know his car was purple. See this? I bought paint remover.
How is 1 ounce of paint remover gonna clean up this whole car?
I got two. You're mean to me. You know, I'm getting sick and tired of your criticism.
Are you?
Let's chill out a little, okay? It's totally normal for friends to get in each other's nerves once in a while.
You have no idea what it's like working with this nut job.
What do you mean by that?
You always gotta stress about every little thing.
You cause my stress. You give me chest pains and I'm only 13.
Ow.
This is getting out of control. We need to fix this.
I got it.
Are you kidding me?
No,
this is all your fault.
It's your fault.
How is it my fault?
I'm the one who came up with the idea in the first place.
I don't like seeing purple boys fight, all right? Either you guys are friends or you're not. Now, what's it gonna be?
Not.
So not.
Not!
I didn't get this.
Really?
How does this game work?
Easy. You just gotta try to move your hands out of the way before I smack them.
Well, then when do you...
Ah! Ow! That's not fun!
Then have faster reflexes.
I don't want to play that... Ah!
It's okay, you're doing awesome.
How can you just stand there and play with Freddy?
What?
Fucking Dave.
Oh, they broke up.
Ah!
Ooh, you're getting better at this.
Come on, those guys were hilarious together.
So?
We need to fix this. Let's go talk to him.
They said they'd never speak to each other ever again.
Well, then you go talk to Fleck and I'll go talk to Dave.
Fine. But one thing first.
What?
Ah! I won the boat! I won the boat! I won the boat! Won the boat! I won it! Won the boat!
You won the boat?
No.
Yes, I won the boat! Ahoy, landlubbers.
Landlubbers?
I do love the land.
Look at the boat I won.
Wow.
Nice.
Barca.
It's cool.
Do you guys realize what we can do with this boat?
Sell it and pay somebody to get the cat out of the wall?
The cat's not still on the wall.
Game over.
I don't think this is gonna be enough paint remover.
This is all Fleck brought. Jerky Fleck.
So your dad was pretty mad, huh?
Well, first he yelled.
Understandable.
Then he did this to my laptop. With a hammer!
Yeah, that's probably gonna void the warranty.
Whatever, I don't need Fleck. I'll just make a funny video by myself, and I'll still win the iShorts contest.
I don't need Dave to win that eye shorts contest. That boy was holding me back.
Come on, you guys are way funny together.
He's only funny when I'm standing next to him. Without me, Dave's just a grumpy head of lettuce.
Dude, your relationship with Dave is really important. You don't want to just throw away something that's... You dip your french fries in your smoothie?
Oh, yeah. Try it.
Okay, but it seems kind of weird because the french fries all salty. And the smoothie's all... Oh, man, you're a genius.
Yeah.
But seriously. Wait, what were we talking about?
Yeah, I know Fleck's really funny, but that doesn't give him the right to ruin my life.
Maybe you're exaggerating a little.
In the last 3 months, he pushed me off my roof.
Well, I'm sure he didn't mean
to. He set my pants on fire.
Wow, that's rude, but...
And he sat on my sister.
Yeah, but... You must be frustrated.
Yeah, you have no idea what it's like to work with someone who's an irresponsible maniac.
Oh, I kinda do.
For real, you can't understand what it's like working with someone who's always putting the squish on good ideas because they're dangerous or flammable.
Nah, I get it. Sometimes Carly can be like that.
And usually, Sam doesn't even get there till like 2 minutes before we start the show.
Flex always late like that. Irritating, right?
Well, yeah. And you know, I'm the one who plans out the show. And I put everything on these cute little pastel-colored index cards, and half the time she doesn't even look at them.
Fleck blew his nose on one of my index cards.
Ew!
Yeah, ew!
Like one time, we were trying to think of a funny iCarly bit, so I go, hey, why don't we put Freddy in a diaper, take him to the zoo, and make him sneak into the tiger habitat?
That'd be epic!
I know! But Carly goes, oh no, what if the tiger mauls Freddy?
Ooh!
Wait. She wanted to put Freddy in a diaper and make him sneak into the tiger habitat?
Yeah!
What if he got mauled?
That's what I said!
Yeah. Maybe you are better off without Dave.
That's what I'm saying!
Yeah. Maybe you are better off without Fleck.
It's just kind of suckish when I'm the one who does all the hard work and then someone else takes half the credit, you know?
Yeah, I know. It's called my life.
Ahoy! Gibby ho!
Hey, Spencer.
So what do you think of my hot new boat?
It's awesome.
Thanks.
The SS placeholder? That's his name?
For now.
Cool. So where are you gonna dock it?
Down at the Seattle Pier. Why?
That's pretty expensive.
How do you know?
My cousin keeps a boat down at the pier. Costs him like $1,000 a month.
A grand?
Grand means thousands.
I know what a grand means. How am I gonna afford $1,000 a month?
Sell the boat? I'm just brainstorming.
I guess I'll just keep the boat here in the parking lot and then take it to the water when it's time for boating.
So, can I come aboard?
If you say it right.
Permission to come aboard, Captain?
Permission, yeah! Get up here!
Aye, aye!
Step. Hold on tight. There you go. All right. There you go.
Thanks. So, can I be like your assistant?
You mean my boat boy?
I love that.
Okay, but first, I'll need to christen you with this novelty non-alcoholic champagne bottle.
Do it! Yeah! I'm a boat boy! Woo! Shaboom!
Hey.
Hey. So, how'd things go with Fleck?
Not great. Dave?
Bad.
Then I don't know how we're gonna fix those guys.
Yeah. I don't even get how they made videos together as long as they did.
I know, it sounds like he was a nightmare to work with.
The worst. Wait.
Which guy are you talking about?
Fleck.
Whoa, no. Fleck's the cool one.
Huh?
Well, Dave's all Mr. Responsible and, like, doesn't even get the whole spontaneous creative process thing.
Oh, so you think all the stuff Dave does to make the Fleck and Dave videos happen means nothing?
Well, not as much as what happens on camera.
Sure. Figures you'd feel that way.
You trying to make a point here?
Oh, no, no. No, no, no.
Uh-oh, you got a little sarcasm on your mouth there.
Let's just say I can relate to Dave's frustrations.
And there it is. You think Dave's right because you're just like him.
I'm just saying it might be nice if you showed a tiny bit of appreciation for the work I do to make iCarly happen.
More appreciation? You already named the show after yourself.
Well, if you don't like the name iCarly, then maybe we should change it to iSam, who's too lazy to even show up for rehearsal most of the time.
Anything else you want to get off your chest?
It's not like you didn't get plenty off your chest, too.
Well, if you meant everything you said, then I don't even get why you'd want to be friends with me.
And back at ya.
Okay, then.
All friends have fights.
Yeah, but this one was different. It wasn't even like a fight. I mean, we didn't yell or anything. We just said stuff, and it was bad.
Come on, you and Sam have been friends forever.
I know, but people change.
Mm-hmm. That's what happened with me and my friend Eddie Robinson. He got hit by a bus. Now he's Daddy Robinson. Talk about change. Try muffin.
He told us about his dead friend and gave me a muffin.
Sup, guys?
Hey, Dave.
Hola, David.
Did you come up with a funny idea for the ice shorts competition?
I thought he and Fleck broke up.
They did.
Yep, which is why I'm gonna make an awesomely hilarious video by myself. I don't need Fleck's help or anyone's.
That's right.
Okay.
Will you guys help me?
No way, seriously?
Yeah. So I got his arm behind his back, and I'm bending it and bending it, but it won't snap. So finally, I decide that I'm,
What are you doing here?
None of your beast cheese.
We're having a private meeting.
Good. So are me and Fleck.
How nice.
Came out!
What?
We want a table as far away from them as possible.
Have I ever cared where you sit?
Come on, Fleck.
I can't believe she came here.
You came here?
I always come here.
She always comes here, too.
Want to get thumped?
Maybe it's fate that you and Sam are both here. Why don't you go apologize to her?
I have nothing to apologize for. Sam's the one who should say she's sorry.
She thinks you should say you're sorry.
Yeah, right. I'll say I'm sorry to Carly right after Tebow graduates from medical school.
I happen to be a doctor of smoothieology.
And why don't you two keep it down over there?
Yeah! Ow! Fleck threw a muffin at me!
Hey! No throwing muffins! Ow! Sam!
It slipped!
You got a cranberry on your nose.
I'm so sorry!
I accept your apology!
It wasn't for you! It was for that lady I muffined!
Guys, come on. We have a web show to do tomorrow night, so you two better work this out.
Maybe I don't want to work it out.
Fine. I can do iCarly by myself.
You can't do iCarly without me.
Yes, I can. Because we do it at my house, and you're banned from there.
I don't want to be there. I don't even want to be in the same room with you.
Well, lucky you. There's the door.
Good. Why don't you use it?
I will.
No, I will. Come on, Fleck.
Let's go, Dave.
Are you okay, man? Would you like to help?
No.
There's nothing like a sunny day on the high seas, captaining a fine nautical boat.
Stop kidding!
I'm sorry. I squeezed the nozzle too hard.
You're supposed to create a refreshing ocean spray. That was like a whale peed in my face.
Well, when do we take this thing out in the ocean for real?
When I figure out how to pay for the dock space.
Well, it's not much fun being a boat boy in a parking lot.
It's called paying your dues. Now, swab the deck and rotate the shuttlecock towards the starboard bow.
I don't know what that stuff means.
Then consult your boat boy handbook. Look at the pronunciation key.
Ahoy!
Your boat is in my parking space.
I'm sorry, they dropped it off here and I don't have anywhere else to put it yet.
How about in the ocean?
That's what I keep saying.
Jimmy!
That is my spot. My dad pays extra for it.
Why don't you and your dad come hang out with us on the boat? It's pretty fun, and later on, my boat boy's gonna barbecue some chicken.
I make my own sauce.
I'm not interested in your sauce. And I don't want to hang out on your stupid boat. You're lucky I got to go to baseball practice. But if that boat's still here when I get back, I'm going to kick your butt.
Ooh, big talk from a guy who doesn't even have a boat. Drive recklessly! Man, that guy is such a dish. Hey! Save it for the chicken.
In 5, 4, 3, 2. Hello, I'm Freddy.
Thank you.
Tonight on iCarly, we embark on a bold experiment in live webcasting, since Carly and Sam will be doing the show from different locations. So cross your fingers, and all other parts of you.
iCarly presents Dual Location Webcasting.
Tonight, Sam is webcasting from a super secret location.
I'm in my living room.
It was super secret, and now it's not.
What'd she say?
Nothing. Helping us out tonight are two of the funniest video makers ever. My buddy, Dave.
What up, web watchers? Woo!
And here's Dave's more entertaining partner, Black.
Love me, and you get this free night.
Ooh. Another iCarly pathetic play.
Tonight, the vampire with a gigantic nose.
And the hobo who thought the vampire's nose was a grapefruit.
Good evening. Are you also a vampire?
Why, no, no, no. I'm a hobo.
I've never tasted the blood from the neck of a hobo.
Well, I'll give you a taste of my neck blood for a bite of that grapefruit on your face.
Pardon me, but there is no grapefruit upon my face.
Of course there is! Right where your nose ought to be! What's wrong?
Sam's signal got scrambled. Here, I got her.
No, I do not wish to take a ride on your choo-choo train!
I haven't mentioned a choo-choo train. Yeah.
Well, I wasn't sure because I couldn't hear you for a moment there.
Sorry there, vampire, but I didn't hear what you just uttered.
Ah, if only our technical producer wasn't such a diphead.
Well, maybe someone I'll let go and stick to the script.
Perhaps I would if only a certain hobo had written a better script, muhaha.
Well, I know a certain vampire who's asking for a punch in the grapefruit.
Whoa. Things are getting pretty tense between Carly and Sam.
They'll be cool. Fish stick?
My favorite part of the fish. Captain. Uh-oh. Looks like trouble off the stern port bow. Whoa! He brought his baseball team.
Yeah, the Pirates.
Hey, Captain Stupid, you gonna move your boat or not?
I don't have anywhere to take it yet.
Then we're coming aboard and taking over your boat.
Huh? Right, guys? Let's get it.
What are we gonna do?
Pelt them with fish sticks! They have our boat.
But I got the sauce.
Okay, sorry sorry about the technical difficulties tonight, but now that things are working again, why don't we...
Hello?
Sam?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
I don't think it's working.
Freddy's such an idiot.
You're still on. Freddy. Freddy!
While we resolve these technical difficulties, please enjoy this pre-tape video of a man biting the heads off Bambi dolls.
Sam, can you hear me?
I can now. This whole thing is jank.
What whole thing?
Us two and iCarly from different locations.
Please get her back so I can keep yelling at her.
Trying.
Sam! Sam, can you hear me or not?
Yeah, I hear you. I was saying that it's not my fault. You guys... Freddy, why am I upside down?
I'm working on it.
La receta es deliciosa.
That's not me.
That's the Mexican dessert channel.
Hey, chamuca.
Thank you.
Okay, you know what? This isn't gonna work.
Yeah, no chiz.
Let's just end this.
Come on, you guys have never stopped in the middle of a show before.
I don't mean end this show. I mean end iCarly.
Cool with me.
You guys, you can't just... No, Sam, just...
Sam. Carly.
Hey.
Hey.
I just texted Dave. We're all set for you guys to shoot after school.
Good.
Whoa, I thought you were gonna help me and Fleck shoot stuff after school.
You never asked me to help you and Fleck.
That doesn't mean you can just back out on me.
Don't try to intimidate him.
Fleck and I gotta finish our video in time for the iShorts competition, which we're gonna win.
No, Dave and I are gonna win because we thought ahead and made a plan with Freddy to shoot our video.
I have as much of a right to Freddy as you.
You do not. Freddy loves me.
I can't believe you two are really breaking up.
Believe it.
Don't worry. I know this is hard for you, but always remember, it's not your fault.
This has been coming a long time.
And just because Sam and I are splitting up doesn't mean I love you any less.
And I don't hate you any more than I always have.
Come on, Freddy, let's go to study hall.
Wait! You can't just take Freddy whenever you want him.
Okay. Maybe we should let Freddy decide who he wants to go with.
It's not fair to make him choose between us. He's just a boy.
Whoa, wait. What if I want to choose?
Fine. I'll buy you a big high-speed hard drive.
You can't buy Freddy's love. Here's $20.
All right, I can't take this.
Oh, it's okay.
She doesn't mean to hurt you.
I just want things to be the way they were.
See what you did?
You're a monster.
Hey, peoples.
Hey.
You guys shooting stuff for iCarly?
No, not for iCarly.
You didn't tell him that you and Sam...
I'll tell him later. Dave and I are shooting a video to try and win this competition on iShorts.
Dave?
I'm Dave.
iShorts?
Popular website.
That guy?
Morris.
I work for Lubert. Remember I got that cat out of your wall? you know.
Anyway, now that I know what's going on, what are you guys shooting?
Just cool shots of Seattle at night from the 14th floor.
From his window washing platform.
From his from his window washer's platform?
Yeah.
It's completely safe. I'm gonna put the kids in harnesses and I'll be there with them the whole time.
Oh. You'll be careful?
Promise.
Okay. Then we're gonna put together a giant slingshot and go buy 30 watermelons!
Shaboom!
Okay, you all wait here. I'll take the elevator down and get the harnesses.
Thanks.
Okay. Wow, we're so high up.
Yeah, I bet if I spit from up here and it hit somebody in the parking lot, it'd go right through their skull.
That's the boyest thing I've ever heard a boy say.
Excuse me?
What are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
Why are you here?
Why are you here?
We're here because Freddy's helping me and Carly shoot some stuff for the video we're making.
Out on the window washer's platform?
Yeah, I set it up with Morris.
Well, I asked Morris too, and he said I should meet him here tonight, now.
Why would he tell you?
Because if you both asked him, he probably thought you guys wanted to shoot stuff together.
Well, we don't.
Ryan Seacrest! Sam!
You're not wearing a harness!
Harnesses are for ballers! Get back in here! No! Me and Fleck get to go first, because I'm out here and you're not. Oh, yeah?
No! Harley, get back in here! Get back inside! It's way too dangerous to be out there without a harness!
You heard him! Go back inside!
You first!
Yeah, I don't think so. I ain't going nowhere. Give me that back!
What was that?
Very large bird? Who likes peanuts? And nougat? Come on, we got a job to do.
Set course for Payback Island.
Now, let's see what our pirate friends are up to.
What are they doing?
Having fun, exceeding maximum occupancy. Hand me a melon. Pull back! So gimme, what happens when you strike a match?
Well, the friction from the match head against the striking surface.
Fire!
What was that?
Damn! Direct hit, sir.
Eat that, pirates!
I think they're still hungry.
Then let's fruit some jerks!
It was a watermelon. How could a watermelon?
Come on!
Yeah!
Shall we hit them again, sir?
Indeed we shall!
I mean it! Both of you get back inside right now!
So I'm not going back in unless Carly goes first!
Well, I'm not going back in until Dave and I shoot what we need for our video. No matter how messy this wind makes my hair.
Carly, it's not worth it. And you guys are friends. You shouldn't be fighting.
Yeah, friends shouldn't fight.
I just said that.
Well, I fought it before you said it.
Liar!
Oh, don't call me anyone to watch yourself.
Oh, I'm just playing. I thought I'd strike a
Oh, man, it's really windy out here.
You guys okay?
I think so. But how are we gonna get...
Carly!
Don't let go!
Why on earth would I let go?
Shaboom! What's going on up there?
I don't know. Huh. Looks like...
room.
I'm gonna fall!
You're not gonna fall!
Yes, I am! I'm slipping!
Don't slip!
I'm not slipping by choice! Stupid gravity! Hang on! I'm coming to get you!
Zen, be careful!
Thanks for the tip! Okay. Mama's coming. I'm not scared. This is fun.
Spencer!
Garnet! Move! Polly, don't let go!
Yeah, we're pretty much on the same page!
Sam, what are you doing?
Just relax! Sam? Here? Grab my hand! I'm scared! Me too! Just grab it!
Damn, you're not strong enough to pull her up!
Really?
She's up on the thing!
I see her up on the thing! Who's that guy?
What?
Nice to meet you!
Come on! Okay, I'm up.
I'm gonna throw down a rope!
Hurry! Okay. Spencer! Situation!
Grab the rope!
Too close.
No chits. But we made it.
Yeah. And yeah, neither one of us cried the whole time.
Nope. We're brave.
Yeah, we are.
What happened?
In 5, 4, 3, 2.
I'm the Carly.
I'm the Sam.
And this is iCarly! You know our little friends Fleck
and Dave?
Well, over the past week, we helped Fleck and Dave shoot a fun little video for the competition at iShorts.com. So now,
without further skidoo,
we present...
There's a wind coming.
A wind?
A strong wind.
Stronger than this?
Oh, yes.
How do we save ourselves from the wind?
We don't.
how can we survive?
We can't.
Will we have time to make this movie?
We won't.
No one can save you.
What's happening? Where's my ointment?
I don't know!
Not even your pasta is safe.
Tell me the name.
You don't want to know.
Tell me the name of this wind!
They call it the blowing.
The blowing, coming soon.
This wind blows! Ah!
Hey, Carly.
Hey, Sam.
My name's Tom, and I can play basketball and ride the unicycle at the same time.